Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text 29, and this chapter is entitled The Characteristics of King Puranjana. Na sangvaror anyatama bhuvi sprik purim mimam viravarena sakam arasya lankartum adabra karmana lokam param shriya iva yakya pungsha. Translation. O greatly fortunate one, it appears that you are none of the women I have mentioned, because I see that your feet are touching the ground. But if you are some woman of this planet, you can, like the goddess of fortune, who accompanied by Lord Vishnu, increase the beauty of the Vaikuntha planets, also increase the beauty of this city by association with me. You should understand that I am a great hero and very powerful king on this planet. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There is a difference between demonic mentality and devotional mentality. Devotees know perfectly well that the goddess of fortune, who is the constant companion of Vishnu or Narayan, cannot be enjoyed by a living entity. The highest sense of understanding is called this higher understanding of is called Krishna consciousness. Nonetheless, everyone wants to become happy by imitating the prosperity of Narayan. In this verse, Puranjana states that the girl appears to be an ordinary woman. However, since he is attracted by her, he requests that she becomes as happy as the goddess of fortune by associating with him. Thus he introduces himself as a great king with great influence, so that she might accept him as her husband and be as happy as the goddess of fortune. To desire to enjoy this material world as a subordinate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is godly. The demons, however, want to enjoy this material world without considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the difference between a demon and a demigod. The word bhuvisprik mentioned in this verse is very significant. When the demigods sometimes come to this planet, they do not touch the ground. Puranjana could understand that this girl did not belong to the transcendental world or to the higher planetary system, because her feet were touching the ground. Since every woman in this world wants her husband to be very influential, rich and powerful, Puranjana, to seduce the girl, introduced himself as such a personality. In the mature world, whether one be a man or a woman, one wants to enjoy. A man wants to enjoy a beautiful woman, and a woman wants to enjoy a powerful, opulent man. Every living entity who possesses such material desires is called Purusha or enjoyer. Superficially, it appears that the woman is the enjoyed and the man is the enjoyer, but internally everyone is an enjoyer. Consequently, everything in this material world is called Maya. Panchakalp Durupyasya Kripa Sindhya Evastya Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namare Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Pashtachadi Satarine Om Agyanati Marandasya Ganandjana Srakya Chakchuram Ritam Yenitasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivrinda Shri Nishringa Jai Nishringa Jai Jai Narasringa Deva Praradesha Jai Patma Mukha Patma Bringam Om Namo Bhagavate Narasringa Jaya Namaste Tishtere Shera Vira Vibhava Pradyanika Bradya Damstara Karmashyam Randya Randyatamo Grasa Grasam Swaha Abhyam Abhyam Matmini Bhuyashishta Om Kshram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is some instructions, this verse. Because Bab Narada Muni, he instructed King Barisat, who is the father of the Prachetas. So the Prachetas, they are doing some austerities for 10,000 years underwater. So they will not be disturbed. So at that time, Narada Muni was thinking, so he has some time to hear me. And because King Barisat, he was busy with all kinds of yakyas, and he was killing animals like anything in these fruitive sacrifices. So Narada Muni, he got compassion with the king, so therefore he visited the king. Said that the Vaishnavas, their most forward quality is compassion, and they feel the suffering of the other living entities as their own, and they want to stop that suffering. And so therefore, and they come down to preach to the conditioned souls, to us, at least to me, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, Prabhupada also, he also came down out of compassion to preach to us about Krishna consciousness, what means Krishna consciousness. So as long as one is killing animals, he cannot become happy. He might think that he can become happy, even if he does this for yagya, for pleasing higher living beings as the demigods. But still, actually, that is not the way to happiness. It said that one cannot become happy by living on the higher planetary systems, the heavenly planets. And one can also not become happy by living in this earthly planet. So there's two things which is very important, is that the sadhus, they want to stop the suffering of the living entities, and the other kind is they want to make them happy. And they know that this happiness can only be found in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, although King Pratipanisat, so he is a very pious man, and he is recognizing the authority of the demigods, but still he is busy with something which does not make him happy. So in one sense, he's busy with some useless activity. Why is that? Because everybody wants to become happy. So it is said that everything that a person does, that we do in this mature world, we do this because we want to become happy. When I sometimes said also to people on the street or wherever we met, that I know your most intimate desire. And sometimes they start to laugh. You think, what is this? How he can know? So we don't know. Some people think something else about their most intimate desires. But we know that the most intimate desire of a living entity is that he wants to become happy. So we know the most deepest desire in the heart of the living entity. And the living entity is always looking for ananda. Ananda maya byasat. He's always looking for happiness. And everything what a person does, you can stop him on the street, you can stop him on his work, you can stop him at his home with his activities. But he does these activities because he thinks by this activity, I will become happy. So everybody is busy to become happy. But Prabhupada said they are busy in the wrong direction. And instead of becoming happy, they become more and more miserable. Especially in Kali Yuga, because in Kali Yuga, it is said that Kali Yuga, people are misguided, very much misguided. And because of this, instead of becoming more happy, things become more and more miserable, because there's no, like Prabhupada said, there's no brain in this society, there's no brain. There are not people who know really how to become happy. And so if we really want to become happy, we have to follow the instructions of Guru, Sadhu and Sastra. They direct us where to go to become happy. So what I saw here, what catch CC Radha Gopinath, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, CC Konitai Ki Jai. So what's got my attention in this verse is that Prabhupada said that the demons, the desire to enjoy this material world as a subordinate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is godly. And then the demons, however, wants to enjoy this material world without considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's the difference between, this is the difference between a demon and a demigod. So the demons, they want to enjoy the world, and they don't take God in consideration, Krishna or Vishnu. They just want to enjoy, and they don't look to anything else than their desire for enjoyment. But the demigods, they want to enjoy, and they know in order to enjoy this material world, we have to depend on higher authorities and on God. So they accept Lord Vishnu, and they perform yajna so that they get the opportunity to enjoy. But still, it's said that this enjoyment of this material world is just a temporary thing. It's illusion. Why it is illusion? Because it is temporary. So whatever you will receive, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, from the demigods, it's temporary. And ultimately, something which is temporary will not benefit you, because you are an eternal living being. You want to be eternally happy and not just temporary. So in that way, even this the demigods, they are not really enjoying. They are enjoying to a certain extent material life, but still it is called Maya or illusion. As Prabhupada ends his purport, because it is temporary, it's not real. It's like enjoying like a theater movie. You go to the movie, you sit there, and for 1 or 2 hours you are being enjoyed, you're being entertained, and you can forget all the miseries of the material world. But then, when the movie is over, then you see the letters is coming and the lights goes on in the cinema hall, and you have to stand up because they have to clean the cinema hall. I know this all. And then you have to go out, and then you stand on the street in the cold, in reality. And then you become miserable again. You want to go back inside and see another movie, because... And so it's like this. You may go to the higher planetary system and enjoy for some time, but then on a certain moment, the light there goes out, you're being thrown down, and you begin again, you're standing on the street on planet Earth. Again, you have to do something to go back to enjoyment. So, and this is all because of, Prabhupada, because of false ego. A demon and a demigod, they all both has the same, actually, false ego. And that means they consider themselves to be the enjoyer. And that is the problem that we all have. We have developed this false ego, that I am the enjoyer, I am the center, and not God. So there's a reason why this whole material world is built on. This whole material world is built on the principle of giving the living entities a facility to be an illusion, to think that they are the enjoyers. So if we turn this enjoying mood into become a servant, That's the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Yeah, only then actually we are able to go back to reality in the spiritual world, to reality of the living entity, is that he is the eternal servant of the Lord, or the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. That is the reality of the spiritual world. And that's the only thing that really can bring happiness in society. It is said that actually this planet Earth can also change in a Vaikuntha planet. Yeah? If everybody takes on the right consciousness of being the servant of the servant of the servant. And so that is why we're here in Krishna consciousness, to learn this consciousness, what is meant to be a servant. Yeah. And if else, if we not have this consciousness, then if we have the consciousness of I am the enjoyer, that immediately means competition. Yeah. As soon as I think I am the enjoyer, then you separate yourselves from the reality, and you think also that others who oppose themselves as enjoyers, so they are my competition. Yeah, I have to compete with them. And if the others is more successful in enjoying than you, then what happens? And you know what will happen when somebody else seems to enjoy more than you? Yeah, then envy is there. So an envy is actually is like a wall between you and happiness. Yeah, envy destroys everything. It's the destructive force of this material, this envy. It's the original envy which brings us here to this world, because we are envying Krishna's position as the supreme enjoyer. So therefore we have entered in. And here, I said always, that Krishna gives you a chance to be the enjoyer, and he creates this world. But there's only one problem. Who knows what is the problem? No? It is temporary. But if you come here to enjoy, there's one big problem. Huge problem. Yeah, you're not the only one. So there's great competition about who wants to be the Bhaktaram Yakyat Tapasam Sarvalokam Heshram Shuridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Santam Richati. Who wants to be the enjoyer, the controller, and the owner of everything? And then if somebody gets some position in that, to be a big controller, having a lot of possessions, and he's enjoying, then he also wants to imitate that I am a well-wisher of other living entities. First he steps over millions of lives to collect some, and then he shows himself off as I am doing some pious activity. Look, I am good. I am Suridam Sarvabhutanam. I am the well-wisher of all living entities. So this is the Maya of this world. And we have to develop this consciousness. And it's very difficult, because we have developed this consciousness for millions and millions of years. So it's hard work to get rid of this false ego, this ahankara. But we have to continue with this. Yeah? We have to be prepared to even life after life. Prabhupada said that you cannot get rid of this ego so easily. It can take many lifetimes, but we have to be determined to continue in Krishna consciousness. And sometimes even it happens that persons will fall down from their struggle, but then Krishna is very merciful, and then he can put them on the path again. But we have to finish this. So when I came to this movement, I was completely in ignorance. I'm not now, more or less, but at that time I was really completely in ignorance. And the first months were quite difficult, and I had sometimes the idea to skip, and that it's too heavy for me. Because I feel like a baby, like a bhakta is like is another word for a baby. Eh? You get these white trousers, and you only can eat when they call you for eating, and they come with all these sweets. That I feel really like a child, and so sometimes I wanted to go, but what kept me going in the beginning was that I had understood that I had understood that I was envious inside. and that envy was a blockage on my becoming happy. I had realized this, and with associating with the persons I lived before, sometimes I felt envy, and I realized this is stopping me from becoming happy. So, and when I had these big moments, I was thinking, I can go away, but still this hindrance in the angles, this obstacle will stay in front of me. I can leave Krishna consciousness now, but that obstacle will stay. And it will not go away. So I have to overcome this, one way or another. So that kept me staying, said it's useless to go back. I have to overcome this obstacle of envy. So that kept me still, I think, in the moment. But and that is also called the... some people don't like this word in these days, and the Muslims, they have this word for it, the jihad, and the internal fight. That is not the jihad, doesn't mean actually you go with your sword and kill everybody who is not a Muslim. No, jihad means actually the struggle, the fighting against the ahankar, the false ego. And Prabhupada said that we have to continue this fighting. He said, as soon as you become lenient, and then actually there can be danger. There's another word for it. And Bhagavan, he called it once the island consciousness. So everything is okay. He said, as soon as you sink in that idea that everything is nice, everything is easy, everything goes fine. You know, actually, this is the step before fall down. He said, we have to become like Bhakti Tirtha Swami, his books, transcendental warriors. Always be in the conscious of we are at war. We are at war against Maya, against our own false ego, and also against the false egos of the other living entities in this world. So yesterday, Rudadev, he was reading from this book. I don't know which book that was. It was a very nice story that they induced Prabhupada to come to some gathering and present some book. Yeah. But Prabhupada, he didn't get into their desire. Prabhupada, he was there, and he was there to fight for the right of his disciples. And we see that Srila Prabhupada, he is always in that mood of a war. He was never sitting down idle and doing nothing. Prabhupada was always like a general, always thinking and meditating on how to defeat the enemy. And so if we become complacent, that was the word what Bhagavan used. Complacency is the first step before fall down. I remember this slogan. As soon as we become complacent, we think there is peace, everything goes nice, and we get in this island consciousness, then... So nowadays also, you're sitting on an island in Hawaii, or wherever, and you can still think, I am very nice here, but the water can come at any moment and swept away the whole island. So this idea of island consciousness is also going away. It will also not be there anymore, peaceful islands. Somewhere in the Pacific, enjoying life. I realize we should be always in this fighting spirit, in this missionary spirit. So this is the Christmas marathons. The devotees, they have this book distribution spirit. They're always there to fight. But actually, every devotee, wherever he is, in the temple, on Sangitan or wherever, he should be in this fighting spirit. He should have this spirit. And it's not bad to have this idea of I'm in war. Because Prabhupada said that we are in war against Maya. Consequently, everything in this material world is called Maya. So long as we are not have overcome our own envy in our heart, as long as we have not accepted full-heartedly in our heart Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, as the owner, and controller and the best friend. And so as long as we are in this mature world, we should not become complacent. The only thing when we really can rest is when we are out of this mature world. So till that time we should be in that mood, of struggling, and not rest before we have reached the destination, the Param Katim. Okay, maybe there's some comments or questions. Yes, Martin. Well, he is competing in one sense because he's in the mood of enjoyer. He wants to enjoy. So, and he is flattering this woman he sees by all means, so that he can get her for himself. So he is in the enjoy mood, but at the same time, he has also some goodness because he is doing these yakyas, recognizing authority of the demigods. Puranjana, yeah. Oh, Puranjana. That's, oh, I was thinking of. Yeah, but Prabhupada said that because he said to desire to enjoy this mature world as a subordinate of the Supreme Personality of God, it is godly. I think so. When you do this this karma kanda, I don't know, sure, because there's also some like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, they were also doing some yakya and maybe much, you know, to play where to place Puranjana. Yeah, if one is like if one wants to enjoy without consideration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that means that is demonic. But if one actually want to be enjoying this mature world, but recognizing the Supreme, then actually that is accepted as godly, but not as like transcendental, of course. It's like Christianity, they also like they recognize there's God and they glorify the beauty of nature and how everything is nice, family life, God has given my family and nice children and I enjoy everything very nicely. I thank God for all this. But they are still consider that God gives us all for this, for our enjoyment. He is the good God and we recognize He is God and He gives us. And we thank Him for all these beautiful gifts so that we can enjoy. So that is, it's one sense, and it's like demigod life. Prabhupada is also something like my disciples, they're aiming for the heavenly planets. Something like Prabhupada said like that. They recognize Krishna, they still have this enjoying mood. Thank you. But at least we can see that he has some Krishna conscious, because at least he is mentioning, although it's for his own enjoyment, but at least he is mentioning Lakshmi and Vishnu. So he has some conscious of that. Some Krishna conscious. But but you said that it's selfish. Yeah, so later he has also had to suffer for this, you know, he's getting the suffering because of his desire to be the supreme enjoyer. So everybody who, as long as we maintain this consciousness, we have to suffer. In relation to other living entities and in relation to the Supreme Personality of God. Okay, we stop here because I want to not be too late. Okay, if you have some other questions, maybe you can do later because I don't want to displease the authorities. Okay, thank you very much for your attention. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Antaraj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Nitai Gaur Premanandi.